Last night, the Department of Conservation and Recreation completed a tour of public meetings where forest management projects for newly designated woodlands were introduced and presented for feedback. The six forest management proposals, two of which are located in Berkshire County, come off the heels of the Forest Future Visioning Process, which began in 2009 as a statewide reassessment of how the Commonwealth should approach one of its most abundant natural resources. Bill Hill is supervisor of management forestry on state lands at the DCR.
Well, the Forest Futures Visioning Process was completed in 2010. And that process recommended to the Department of Conservation and Recreation, that we should zone all of our state land in the Division of State Parks and Recreation into three categories.
The landscape designation categories are reserves, parklands, and woodlands. A set of goals was developed for each type of designation.
So this step is our first step out of that process, where we'll start managing our woodlands by using timber harvesting as one of those tools for management.
Stakeholders and members of the public viewed a series of presentations on the newly proposed management areas. DCR foresters discussed each site, including the geography, a catalog of tree species, and how to create a more diverse and uneven-aged forest ecosystem. They also stressed the need for proper management to help forests become more resistant to natural disasters, with examples including a 2008 ice storm and the remnants of Hurricanes Irene and Sandy. Also included in the discussion were the threats of non-native species and disease. Jeffrey Hutchins, executive director of the Massachusetts Forest Alliance, a group that represents the wood products industry, landowners, and foresters, explained that the demand for wood products in the Commonwealth equates to about 4 pounds per person per day.
That's, 4.7 million tons annually that we're consuming, but we're producing very little of that. So we're actually only producing, in Massachusetts, about 2% of what we consume. So there's a lot of room for improvement.
Hutchins said that the state's forest management plans are a first step in increasing self-sufficiency.
The only way we're going to increase that percentage of self-sufficiency is by seeing more projects like this on state land. So it's an exciting thing to see these projects start to move forward again. It's an opportunity for Massachusetts to usher in a new era of responsible local forest resource production, and we're excited to support it in any way we can.
Berkshire County's history is rooted in the wood products industry, and although more diminished today, remains a multi-million dollar driver of the local economy. Jim Kelly, chair of the Foresters Council at the MFA, also had praise for the state's management plans.
This is a great renewable resource, and the state is demonstrating that with their management, they are recognizing that and setting an example for the rest of us to say, here's how we can do it, here's what we can obtain from it, and we can do that in a responsible method.
A public comment period on the management plans is open now through January. More information can be found linked to our website at wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.